Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's J-Talk Extra Time. I'm Stuart Smith, doing it by myself this week, as John Steele takes a well-deserved breather. Later on, the Mike Daddy himself, Mike Innes, will be here to round up another wild day in J3. But first, let me take you on a guided tour of what happened last weekend in J2. We'll start at the top, and at the top, it is As You Were, as both Jubilo Iwata and Kyoto Sanga won their home games to keep a comfortable gap in the promotion places. Jubilo overcame the early shock of going 1-0 down at home against Giravance Kitakyushu after Ryo Sato's early goal to score four times before the break. Lukian bagged his 7th goal in 6 games and his 20th of a stunning campaign thus far before Kosuke Yamamoto, Yuto Suzuki and Hiroki Yamada helped make it 4-1 at the break and put the game out of reach. Kyoto were made to work hard by visitors Sagamihara as they laboured to a 2-1 win in the autumn Kyoto sunshine. 2 goals from Peter Utaka, who else, gave Sanga the win, although Utaka's first was a bit of a talking point as Sagamihara goalkeeper Akihiko Takeshige injured himself while kicking the ball from outside his own penalty area, and when the ball came quickly back to Utaka, the goalkeeper could barely walk as he tried to get back into his area, leaving Peter Utaka to roll the ball into an empty net. It should be noted that Takeshige was substituted straight after it. Utaka's second was controversy-free, and while Brazilian forward Yuri's bullet header gave the visitors some hope, they just couldn't find an equaliser. Viva and Nagasaki now sit in third place after a comfortable 2-0 win at Ehime, goals from Asahi Uenaka and Takumi Nagara doing the damage, and it's Albrecht's Niigata in fourth after Koji Suzuki's second half goal gave them a 1-0 win over struggling Renofa Yamaguchi. Renofa have now lost their last 4 and 6 of their last 7. Surprise, surprise, we find Vanfori Kofu in 5th position after Junma Miyazaki's early goal, and a very, very good goal it was too, was enough to see off FC Ryukyu, more on them later, while 6th place Machida Zelvia were beaten at home by Jeff United, with Tomoya Miki notching his 9th goal of an outstanding season. Surely he could be destined for bigger and better things next year. Now, where the action is, where the real action is, at the bottom, and with defeats for Ehime, Sagamihara and Kitakyushu, as we've just mentioned, it is Matsumoto Yamaga that are the final team to reside in the relegation spots after they were beaten at home by Tochigi SC. Teppe Yachida's first half goal was enough to condemn Yamaga to defeat, a 4th defeat in their last 6 home games. For a team that has over the years prided themselves on a formidable home record, that is simply not good enough. Omiya Ardija came back from an early 2-0 deficit to salvage a late point against fellow strugglers Swegen Kanazawa at the Knack 5. Kanazawa looked like they were building on the confidence from the last week's win against Albrecht's Niigata as they raced into a 2-goal lead in under 12 minutes thanks to 2 goals from forward Hayato Otani, but Kazuki Mawatari's strike just before the break and Seiya Nakano's late equaliser meant a share of the spoils. That's only 1 defeat in the last 7 for Omiya, but they're still only 3 points off the drop zone, while Kanazawa find themselves perched precariously just 1 point above 4th bottom Matsumoto. Elsewhere, Mito Hollyhock came out winners in the Kita Kanto Derby as they came from behind to beat Zaspa Kusatsu Gunma 2-1, substitute Kai Matsuzaki netting the winner 6 minutes from time. Monteria Yamagata beat Tohoku neighbours Blau Blitz Akita on the back of goals from the highly impressive Ryunosuke Kabayama and a late winner from Hikaru Nakahara. Nakahara's season has been ultra impressive. 5 goals, 7 assists, 54 chances created, and he's also in the top 10 in the metrics for successful dribbles and accurate crosses. Another fantastic winger from the Takeshi Oki stable. And finally, basically in a game that no one really cared about, Fajiano Okayama made light of the loss of Mitchell Duke to Australian international duty as they beat Tokyo Verde 2-1 at Ajinomoto Stadium. Satoki Uedo crashing in their second half winner. As we look at the table at the top, like I said earlier, it is as you were. Jubilo are on 72 points, Kyoto Sanga on 70, and then we have a 9-point gap to V Vara Nagasaki in third. At the bottom, it is incredibly tight. Ehime sit bottom on 29 points. Sagamihara are also on 29 points. Kita Kyushu have 30 and Matsumoto Yamaga have 31. Those four teams are currently in the relegation zone. Just above that relegation zone, we find Tsuegen Kanazawa and Renofi Yamaguchi, both on 32 points. Gunma on 33, Omiya on 34, and Tochigi on 36, and that signals how big their win against Matsumoto was. This coming weekend sees no really big games, but plenty of interesting ones. Bottom club Ehime travel to a woefully out-of-form FC Ryukyu side that has lost five of their last six and have only won once at home since June 26. Ehime will surely be targeting this game as a potential win. Girovans Kitakyushu will also be desperate for a win as they host Tokyo Verdy, while Matsumoto must almost have the same feeling as they travel to Okayama. The top two face struggling sides. Jubilo visit Tochigi, having won seven of their last nine, while Kyoto Sanga make the trip to Gunma. Nagasaki will look to continue their recent hot form when they play host to Albirex Niigata, and Omiya RDs will continue their struggle against relegation when they travel to the Fukuda Denchi Arena to take on Jeff United Chiba. Deep breath. Whew. That's all from me, but please stay tuned because after the break, Mike Innes will be on hand to guide you through the latest goings-on in J3. Thank you for your time, and here comes the short corner.
J-Talk Extra Time. Hello everyone and welcome to J-Talk Short Corner, the mini-pod that keeps you up to date with events in J3 of the J-League. I'm your host, Mike Innes, and in this episode I'll be looking back on the weekend games in Round 22 and previewing fixtures coming up in Round 23 of the J3 season. Straight into the action this week, although first quickly to mention, last Wednesday, 6th of October's rearranged Round 19 fixture between Vanrari Hachinohe and Katare Toyama. Promotion chasers Toyama came away with three crucial points from a 1-0 win, the goal coming 7 minutes before half-time when Shoma Otoizumi crossed from the right-hand side and Yuya Himeno struck home a superb first-time volley. Himeno in the closing stages hit the bar from about 3 yards after good work by Mateus Leiria, while for Hachinohe, Yosuke Kamigata should have hit the target but fired over from close range. But the one goal was enough to see Toyama move back into the promotion places ahead of the Round 22 fixtures when, as luck would have it, they had a bye. There were a pair of Round 22 games on Saturday the 9th of October and Iwate Guruja Morioka kept up the pressure on Toyama thanks to a 2-1 home win over Gainare Tottori. Yuki Shikama returned to the Iwate starting lineup and scored inside 2 minutes, a clever through pass by Shunji Masuda, catching out Tottori defender Junya Suzuki and allowing Shikama to step in and place his shot past Ken Tajiri. From there, the match appeared to head into strange territory, thanks, some would say, to the interventions of referee Keisuke Nobori. On 12 minutes, Masuda swung in a free kick to the near post and Brenner deflected it beyond the reach of Tajiri, except it subsequently went down in the official match record as an own goal, conceivably because Brenner appeared to reach out an arm to make sure the ball bounced off the top of his shoulder, and the league didn't want to award him the goal. Then, 5 minutes before half-time, Tottori pulled one back via a suspiciously soft penalty awarded by Nobori when there appeared to be no contact at all between Guruja defender Masahito Onoda and Gainare's Yushi Nagashima, who went down, got the spot kick and converted it himself. Check the highlights and see what you think. It's not like the rest of the match was lacking incident, as Iwate's Shogo Sasaki hit the bar with an angled drive, Tajiri saved smartly from Brenner and later punched to safety a dangerous in-swinging corner by Taisuke Nakamura, while Tottori were denied an equaliser by a superb double stop from Taishi Brandon Nozawa, keeping out shots from Nagashima and Daichi Ishikawa. But however the result was achieved, the game ended 2-1 to Iwate, who stay fourth, 3 points off the promotion spots with a game in hand. Tottori, meanwhile, are still second bottom. The other Saturday fixture was a goalless draw at Mitsuzawa between YSCC Yokohama and AC Nagano Parseiro. 5 unbeaten now for YSCC, 5 without a goal for Parseiro. YSCC defender Kei Munechika came closest to breaking the deadlock via a fifth-minute shot that hit the bar with Nagano keeper Kengo Tanaka beaten. 0-0 it finished and the teams sit a point apart in the middle of the standings, Parseiro having reverted to their early season form. On Sunday the 10th, leaders Roasso Kumamoto underwent their longest away trip of the season. Takeshi Oki's side travelled to Vanrare Hachinohe looking for a sixth straight win, while Masahiro Kuzuno's Hachinohe were hoping to improve on recent disappointing results. After a goalless opening period, Kumamoto quickly asserted their superiority, going 1-0 up 5 minutes after the restart when Naohiro Sugiyama's lofted cross was tipped onto the bar by Hayate Tsuta, only for Yuhi Takemoto to volley in the rebound for his second in two games. Just before the hour, a napping home defence were made to pay when Shun Ito fed Tanes to make it 2-0 from close range, and before long it was 3. Centre-back Masahiro Sugata heading in a Sō Kawahara corner unchallenged at the far post. Hachinohe were unable to keep the visitors out, and with 15 minutes to go, Toshiki Takahashi made it 4-0, poking home the loose ball after Tsuta couldn't deal with Kawahara's cross. The point was further proved in injury time when a goalmouth scramble following another Kawahara corner was concluded by Sugiyama's shot into the top corner. Final score, a decisive Hachinohe 0, Kumamoto 5, Roasso's biggest win of the season, and it's they who are emerging from the pack to become promotion favourites. As for Vanrare, their mid-season league position flattered to deceive, and since the summer break, they've managed only 3 points from 6 games. Kumamoto's nearest challengers at present are Tegevajaro Miyazaki, but they had to work hard for their 1-0 win at FC Imabari, a game interrupted during the first half by a pitch sprinkler malfunction that sprayed water over supporters behind the goal. The home side put Miyazaki under extended spells of pressure, coming especially close first when Tomoya Ando's close-range shot was blocked on the line by Kaito Umeda, and then following the resulting corner when Takafumi Yamada's effort was kept out by an at-full-stretch save from Shunsuke Ueda. But the decisive goal came at the other end, 16 minutes from time, when the Imabari backline appeared to lose concentration defending a corner, allowing Kosuke Fujioka to head powerfully home for his 9th of the season. And so Miyazaki, with only 1 defeat in the last 9, reclaims second place from Katari Toyama, while Imabari stay bottom with 1 win in 10. Neither Fukushima United or FC Gifu were able to make headway at the top of the table, Fukushima drawing 1-1 at home to Kagoshima United and Gifu being held to a 0-0 draw at Kamatamari Sanuki. Fukushima, with new Nigerian striker Simon coming straight into the starting lineup, fell behind in the 26th minute when Rei Yonezawa's deflected cross fell to Shuto Nakahana, who gave Kaito Yamamoto no chance from 10 yards out. The equaliser was a peach of a shot from Tokachi, receiving the ball from Kota Mori on the edge of the area and curling a brilliant effort past Shogo Onishi with 12 minutes left. At Senoki, Gifu had a goal disallowed when Kentaro Kai was adjudged to have fouled Kentaro Shigematsu while heading in a near-post corner, but neither side looked able to cause problems for the opposition defence. Fukushima are now 5th, Gifu 6th and Kagoshima 7th, with the season seemingly drifting away from all three. Senoki are third bottom, and occupying the two positions above them are Shizuoka neighbours Fujieda Mai FC and Azulclaro Numazu, who met in a local derby at the Fujieda Sports Park. The home side have made good on the promise to entertain made by new coach Daisuke Sudo. Numazu, as listeners to last week's pod will recall, came into the game off the back of a sensational 7-2 win over Hachinohe. One Fujieda player to have blossomed under Sudo is rookie Tojiro Kubo, who on 18 minutes sprinted to get in a cross from the dead ball line, which summer signing from Mito Hollyhock Hayato Nukui finished to make it 1-0. 9 minutes later, the same combination struck again to end a sweet passing move, and MyFC looked to be on the way to outclassing their rivals. That sense dissipated somewhat in the 29th minute when the Fujieda defence made a mess of playing the ball out from the back, allowing Junya Takahashi to steal possession and Kazuki Somaya to finish past Takaya Sugimoto, although not before referee and linesman had chatted through the concept of interfering with play. But a lovely finish by MyFC's Ryota Iwabuchi, flicking the ball over Koki Inoue and volleying beyond Ryosuke Otomo, restored the home side's two-goal lead at half-time. And after the break, the new-look Fujieda accelerated away from a pedestrian Numazu thanks to a pair of corner kicks by Jun Suzuki. First, Iwabuchi powered in a header to make it 4-1. Then, in stoppage time, after MyFC sub Takuma Edamura had been given a straight red card for a professional foul, an almost identical Suzuki corner was dispatched by centre-back Nobuyuki Kawashima. Final score, Fujieda 5, Numazu 1. And while it doesn't always work, Sudo's Fujieda are achieving better results playing with the handbrake off. As for Numazu, maybe last week's win wasn't the start of something new. Now to run through the top and bottom of the current league standings. Kumamoto remained first with 42 points from 20 games. Then it's Miyazaki with 40 from 21, Toyama with 38 from 20, Iwate 37 from 20. At the other end of the table, the bottom four have all played 21 games, and in 12th spot with 21 points are Numazu. Then it's Sanuki with 18, Tottori with 17, and Imabari 16. Just time now for a quick look ahead to the matches coming up in round 23. There's only the one game on Saturday the 16th of October, but it's an important one for leaders Kumamoto, who go to Numazu. Then on Sunday the 17th, Miyazaki host a derby with near neighbours Kagoshima, Toyama have the chance to pick up points at home to Sanuki, Iwate make the difficult trip to Gifu, Fukushima have a Tohoku derby at Hachinohe, and elsewhere, no-scoring Nagano host free-scoring Fujieda, and Tottori are at home to YSCC. The team with a bye in round 23 are Imabari. I should also mention that on Wednesday next week, the 20th of October, Hachinohe stage their rearranged round 20 game at home to Nagano. But with all the week's business seen to then, that's it for this mini-pod. All that remains is for me to say, thanks for listening, enjoy your football, and see you next time. Bye for now.